Since I'm the general counsel for a general contractor, having broad form indemnity and intermediate form indemnity to me has always been a good thing because I was always able to pass my, at least a large portion of my risk down to the subcontractors. If you're a subcontractor or a supplier at any tier, I think you would classify the indemnification law as it has been in the past as being part of the bad and the ugly. So I think that's just changed with the new legislation. And while I still think it's appropriate to describe indemnification as being the good, the bad, and the ugly, the positions have now flip-flopped a little bit. As you know, in the past, we had indemnification, which shifted the risk of one party's future negligence onto another party. So as the owner, he passed his obligation and his risk down to me as the general contractor, and I passed it down to my subcontractors and suppliers, and we were in a situation where we could require subcontractors to indemnify us as general contractor, not only for their negligence, but also for our own. I can't tell you how many hours I have spent since becoming general counsel at BEC arguing with counsel for subcontractors about how unfair this was. And, you know, it's kind of like being the big gorilla when you have the law on your side and you're the one who's going to pay them the money and give them the job, which they need. You don't have to be particularly flexible, or we didn't have to be particularly flexible on this point. So we always pretty much took the position, you know, sorry, we know we're entitled in Texas to broad form indemnity, and you know it's in our subcontract, and if you want to work for us, you have to sign it as it is.